Let's discuss about the food and beverage management, chapter number 8. Management functions in F&B services. What exactly management functions in F&B services? Let's discuss about some introduction about the management functions and marketing management. There is one kind of management which involves in F&B management. The customer relationship management, there is a relationship management is also involved. We will discuss in broad way, customer relation management also. Information technology in F&B, what exactly information technology we use in F&B. And financial management in F&B and human resource management also. Let's see what are the chapter objectives. What are the chapter objectives? The study management function in the F&B service industry. What is the management functions in F&B service? The learn about the essential of marketing of the F&B service industry. What are the marketing strategies are there in F&B service industry? Importance of customer relationship management. At the same time, understand the importance of technology which we used in F&B service. At the same time, know the basic financial management F&B service industry, understand the human resources function in F&B services. Let's see the introduction, the planning, organizing, controlling and monitoring. Components of the management. What are the components of the management? Planning. Planning is the conscious determination of future course of action. You need to plan what kind of activity you are doing in F&B service management is also. Planning is very essential. Includes setting objectives, making decisions and formulating the policies. In the food and beverage, the planning process involves making policy regarding the cost and price and marketing strategy and menu planning is also, it comes under the planning. The same time, what exactly is the organizing? Making optimum use of resources of carrying out of the objectives and the policies. Getting optimum uses of the policy is also very important. It involves analyzing tasks and assigning them to individual to optimize resources also. This is also a very important factor. In the food and beverage industry, the management structure is finalized and duties are assigned as a studies in a unit number 2. Chapter objectives are controlling. Actual performance is compared to the forecast and plans made in the beginning. At the same time can be done by observation by analyzing the records and reports and the statistical data. At the same time, feedbacks help the managers to take the necessary action to rectify and deactivations. And in the food and beverage sales daily and monthly report, KOT and beverage control report and profit and loss statements are controlling tools. What about the controlling tools we have in that KOT report, kitchen operating ticket report and the sales report and the beverages reports are very important factors. The same time monitoring, to monitor that, checking the progress against the plans which may need to modification based on the feedback, whatever the plans you have done. And the execution part, you need to analyze what exactly happened with the plans and what exactly happened with the exclusion plans. And monitoring the activities is done through daily analysis and audits of the stores and the other sections. Let's discuss about the marketing management. What exactly the marketing management? And in F&B management, what is the roles and responsibility for the marketing management? Hospitality marketing is unique because it deals with the tangible product. It deals with the tangible product. It's about the experience and social status it brings by eating in a fine dining restaurant. What exactly will happen is the customer will feel it whenever he comes to the fine dining restaurant. The hospitality marketing is very critical in the success any food and beverage establishment, whether within a hotel or a restaurant or food courts. Because whatever the marketing department involves, it involves with the food and beverage and it is very important to get the success in the hotel industry. Proper marketing effort helps to promote the product and service that feels need and wants to the consumer. According to the Kotler 2006, marketing is a social process by which individual and groups obtain when they need and want through creating and exchanging products and value with others. Exactly, whatever the value, whatever the social gathering is happening there, and food and beverages also comes in that picture as an important role. It's the criteria of servicing. Characteristics of the servicing marketing, one is intangible and one is inseparable and heterogeneous and perishable. Let's discuss what exactly these factors are. Intangible services cannot be felt or perceived by the five senses before purchase. Exactly. Whatever the senses we have before purchase, we cannot do that. Let's see how exactly it works. The F&B service has two aspects: tangible, the meal which we touch, and intangible, the service of meal which we will not touch. This is very important. Two aspects: one is tangible and one is intangible. F&B service cannot be available till the food is tasted. Food is tasted, because the food makes a bigger role in that. Whenever the food service happens, whenever you had the food, whenever you complete the food, then only you will come to know what exactly service you have received in that. To know how your dosa tastes, the customer has to go to the restaurant and eat the dosa. Exactly. Now, inseparability, service provides are a part of the service experience. At the same time, both the customers and providers cannot be separated if the transaction has to occur. Now, all others present nearby become part of the service experience. Everybody should experience the service experience. And the takeaway restaurants are an exception, because in takeaway, the service is not that great it is compared with the fine dining, because where the food parcel can be given to the customers. Now, example, the waiters and bartenders will be providing the service to the guest in the restaurant, and they cannot be brought home to serve, as cannot be done in the restaurant. In fine dining restaurant, what exactly will happen is the food will come to on table and the waiter will serve the food to the customer. In takeaway, the waiter will not come to your home to serve you the food. Heterogeneity, quality of services like to vary. Services are provided by different people at different times. Exactly. The quality of service varies due to perception and expectation of the customer, because whatever the customer is expectation, it differs. The service standard of the day will also depend on the mood of the waiter, of the chef. Exactly. What will happen is, this is a human relation business. Whenever waiter is there in mood, whenever chef is there in mood, the service comes under tremendous mood. If that people are not there in a mood, the service may not great. So these two people make a big role in that aspect. Consumer in bad mood can also base it towards the good service. What exactly will happen is, it's not that way, you know, only waiter and the chef will give the bad or good services. Sometimes because of the consumer, because of the customer also, the service can go up and down also. Now, perishability, the service offered are to be utilized for the day only. The utilized today services cannot be stored and used any other time, because whatever the services are happening, that is the immediate purpose. It cannot be stored also. That is the immediate experience. And unused table covers or capacity in a restaurant, they too will perish at the end of the day. The restaurant is not able to meet the demand of the day, the opportunity of the day lost. Marketing mix. What is exactly the marketing mix? What are the other departments are involved in a marketing mix? Let's discuss marketing variable of marketing mix are the four PS. One is product, price, promotion and place. These are the things involved for the marketing mix: people, physical evidence and processes. Let's look at the marketing mix in a broad way. Marketing mix, one is product is there, price is there, promotion is there, people are there, place is there, and process and physical evidence. This is known as marketing mix, and each aspect let's discuss in a broad manner. Now, what exactly the product? The product consists of the tangible and intangible features. What are the tangible and intangible features? Tangible is a touch and feel. Intangible will not touch unless and until once you have the food, then only you experience the services. The tangible features are the quality of the foods, beverages served, and the decor, layout of the table, menu cards, portion size, the type of crockery and cutlery, which is a touch and feel. The intangible features are those are satisfied feeling of the customer, atmosphere of the restaurant, the image it wishes to properly. Because whatever the service and whatever the atmosphere is created, that is known as intangible. And the product life cycle of any product is developed, launched, growth and stabilizes and declines. The price also comes under picture in a marketing department. So the prices is the monetary value charges to cover the cost of the products plus other costs associated with the product. What exactly the price is whenever you pricing your food and beverage products? So there would be a base cost would be there, and there would be management cost is also involved in that. Both together it is known as a cost. It also impact your marketing mix. So the prices of the food and beverage items should be a balance between the market trend and the expected profit margins. expected profit margins. Whatever the pricing you are giving, it should be competitive also. And at the same time, you are supposed to get the margins also. This is very important aspect. And different price ranges can be used in different type of production, different segments. Later on, we are discussing about what exactly the segments, and according to the segments, you need to use the price range also. You are not supposed to use the price in every segment in the same manner. So according to the segment, the prices should be varied. The price should not be too less, not to cover the cost of the product. Should not be too high, which will attract a customer, which will not attract a customer. For example, whatever the food item you have, whatever the beverage item you have, if you make it very high price, it will not attract your customer. It will not attract your customer. And if you make it too less price also, it will not attract your customer. It will make a bad opinion towards the customer. So you need to make a proper pricing according to the sector. At the same time, discount can be offered to the group students on a special day and special hours. This is very important aspect for the marketing mix towards the pricing. Whatever the pricing you have in menu, you need to give some kind of discounts to students, some kind of discount to groups, and some kind of discounts to social gatherings, and some kind of discount to kitty parties, etc. According to that, you can attract more customers. This also includes your marketing mix. Let's talk about the promotions. What exactly the promotions you do in F&B service department, and what kind of promotions you do, what promotions can interact with you attract your customers. Let's see. The promotion mix has a different variables. The promotion means making the customer aware of the product of the establishment and of developing the technique that will precede them buying the products. Promotion is nothing but advertising and marketing your products towards your customers. Customer will come to know what exactly you are selling in the F&B organization, and the products can be purchased. The same time, the various promotion tools are advertising, sales promotion, and merchandising, personal selling, and public relations. These are the various promotions which we will be discussing further in other slides. And each of the tool has advantages and disadvantages also. And the mix can be chosen depending on the brand image and the stage of the life cycle and a promotion budget also. Let me discuss further about whatever exactly we have spoken about the advertising also. The place is also makes a bigger role in your marketing mix to generate a greater sales. What exactly the place, how exactly it makes a bigger role in marketing mix? Let's have a look. The place means the location and the distribution channel of your products. Whatever the products you would be selling, whatever the products the customers are having from your food and beverage organization, the location is also impact more role in your marketing mix. The site selection will be depend on the number of direct competitors with their radius and the customer to be targeted and accessibility of the location. This is very important. What exactly the accessibility to the location? For example, if you have a location, if you opened a F&B service organization in a heavy crowded area where the parking is not there, the sales may not be high because the accessibility is too low there. And if you open a F&B outlet in a more competitive market, there are so many competitors are there, and the same time your revenue may not be great. Home delivery options are moving food vans may serve from more than one location. So this is the one of the best option the food and beverage organization came up with. If you are locating in one place and you can serve products from one place to another place by doing a home delivery also. This is called as the place can make a bigger role in your marketing mix. Let's see who are the people involved in your marketing mix and to generate a greater sales. The staff with whom the customer interact with plays a critical role in the marketing mix. So for example, whatever the staffing you have, they are the first point of contact to your customers. For example, if they are doing a suggestive selling, and if they are giving a pleasing smile to the customer, if they are able to sell higher value of the products, so obviously your sales will be very high, and this also makes a bigger role in your marketing mix. Let's see, physical actual evidence. Services are intangible. As we have discussed before, services are intangible because there is no touch and feel in that. After completion of meal, which is a tangible, then only it impacts. Physical evidence include all the tangible elements such as signages, company logos, availability of facilities within the restaurant, restaurant's lighting, tent cards and table layouts. This is a very important aspect for your marketing strategy. Whatever the tent cards you have, whatever the signages you have, whatever the bullet boards you have, it impact a great marketing mix towards your F&B sales. Ambience includes temperature, air quality, lightning, noise and music and scent. This is also it gives you physical evidence to your marketing mix. Communication with the customer to display boards, it impact a great marketing mix towards your food and beverage sales. There is a process is also involved. Whatever the process you are using for your food and beverage service, it also make a great impact for your marketing mix. What exactly the processes you are using in your food and beverage services? Let's discuss further. The procedures and process and flow for the activity carried out of the delivery service is also part of the marketing mix. Whatever the service flow you have, whatever the service sequence you have, that is also one kind of process you follow, which also give you great revenue if you are able to follow the service sequence properly, and the customer will come again and again, your sales will be high. The same time, long waiting time, rules and regulations, and personnel who decline to serve them with some excuse put out the customer, it impact your sales revenues also. For example, heavy crowded restaurant, if your waiting period is more, the customer may not wait for more time and he may move to another restaurant. You need to take care of that process also to reduce your waiting periods. The line staff will not be able to explain the unnecessary process. It will lead a system failure and thus affect the service standards. What exactly will happen is sometimes your staff may discuss unethical things with the customers. It may impact your sales also. The systems and the process should be flexible but standardized and customer friendly. Whatever the process you are using for the F&B service, it should be customer friendly. It should not be that way. Your customer may not like whatever the processes you are having, so your customer interaction has to be more and your process oriented has to be up. The same time, use the technology to simplify. Example, computerized KOTs. What exactly the KOT is, the kitchen operating tickets, whatever the KOTs you are using. For example, if you are using the physical KOTs and you are writing or you are delivering to kitchen, and the same time you are delivering to bar, it may take time. So you need to come up with the customer friendly processes. For example, computerized KOT. What exactly will happen with the computerized KOT is, once you type your order, it will go to bar and it will go to kitchen. And it will go to cashier. It's easy manner. The same time, the customer will get food in a proper time. Let's see the marketing segmentation. What exactly the marketing segmentation? Let's have a brief look about marketing segmentation. The market segmentation is identification and dividing the market into smaller segments. Customers who share common characteristics and interest, these marketing segments can be determined and a different marketing mix can be applied to each segment. There are different marketing segments are there, which we are discussing in a next slide. What exactly the marketing segments? Geographic segmentation and the same time demographic and physicographic and behavior segments. What exactly geographical segment is? Climate. Yes, exactly. The climate also make a bigger role in this segment, and natural resources, nations, regional cities and districts, and geographical segment affect the needs of the people. What of the people, where they are staying, where they are living, which reason they are living, it also comes under one segment. This is a different segmentation of the customer base, whatever you have. And these segments provide a quick overview of the difference and similarities between the each unit. What exactly one reason of the customer may have the same kind of food, it gives you the same impact for the same reasons. Helps to identify cultural difference between the geographical units. It helps to consider climatic difference between the different geographical institutions. Helps to recognize language differences between the geographical units. demographic segmentation, let's have a look about the age group, how exactly the age groups come under one segment. There is under 6, 6 to 11, 12 to 19, 29 to 35, 35 to 49, 50 to 60 and 65. These age group people may have the different taste of the food products. The same time, life cycle stage, you are single, newlywed and fullness to child, this is the life cycle stage. And there is an income segment also, income segment. For example, if you see, there are people, those who are earning 5,000 rupees per month also, and these are people, some people are earning 1 lakh rupee per month also. This is also one segment we say. And the same time, social class, high, upper, middle, low and lower class, poor, this is also one kind of market segment we say. Now, psychographic segmentation, lifestyle and personality and the motives, so these are the things, the different kinds of segments. Let's have a look of the lifestyle segment. It's a cultural segment, and the same time outdoors and activities, interest and opinions, and same time the personality is a different segment. Grotesque, authoration and extrovert and introvert, and motivates, volume of uses, brand loyalty and price sensitivity. What exactly motivates the customer to come to your restaurant? Maybe it's a brand image, maybe the pricing also, the same time the price sensitivity and volume of the usage also. This is also impact your marketing segment. Let's see what exactly the promotional mix you have, what kind of promotions you use to increase your sales. Promotion is one of the marketing mix element involved in informing, proceeding and influencing the consumer decision. The elements of promotional mix are advertising. What kind of promotions you use in food and beverage services? One is advertising and sales promotion and personal selling and public relation. These are the four factors where the promotional mix come into the picture. Let's see broader way, whatever the elements we are using for the promotional. Now, tools of the promotional mix: advertising we have spoken, and the same time sales promotion, personal selling and public relation. What exactly it is? What is advertising? What is the sales promotion? And what is the personal selling? And what is the public relation? Let's have a look. Now, advertising, what kind of advertisement you use to increase your sales in F&B organization? Now, the paid and the non-personal sales communication tool. This is a non-personal tool where you do advertisement in TV channels and newspapers, maybe brochures, this kind of the advertisement to get your customers into food and beverage service unit to increase your sales. Now, sales promotions, another very effective tool, very widely used nowadays in the hospitality industry, giving away free items. Exactly, what exactly will happen is, nowadays, whatever the food items you are selling, if you are able to promote with another promote, for example, if you take X item, you will get a Y item, though the customer may attract for the promotion. This is exactly is happening in the hospitality industry. Successful when a new product has to be introduced in the market, boost sales for the existing product. The promotional tools also aimed as generating business during the slow meal period. For example, if you see, there are some bar and restaurants, they use this technique where, like, happy hours. I will give you small example for the happy hours, where non-peak revenue timings would be there. In that period, buy one drink and get the same drink. So that period of the time, whatever the lag period, whatever the non-peak revenue period, people will come and have the drinks for the promotion. Now, personal selling, this is the unlimited marketing mix and unlimited promotional activity which we need to focus in your hospitality industry in F&B organization. What exactly personal selling? Whatever the front end sales team you have, those called waiters and barman, captains, F&B organized people, these are the people who are interacting with the guest. These are the people with the personalized service. They can suggest more and they can sell more products to customers. Now, public relation, what exactly is the public relation? How it can impact to your marketing mix also? Let's have a look. It's a communication and information process, either personal and non-personal, operating within the organization. At the same time, activities are organized which are not directly paid for. These include press release and organizing events and dinner. The functions of public relation is to have a good relationship with all stakeholders that are involved with the organization. Public relations also help warding off and negative publicity, sending the right right message across. And some of the options may be articles, newspaper, magazines, trade journals and a press conference and a press release. This is also very important. What exactly the public relations is? For example, you are holding a bar and restaurant, you are holding a multi-cuisine restaurant and you are holding a hotel, and there is a newspaper, famous newspaper. If they come up with any kind of article in this restaurant, the food and beverage is excellent, the services are great, and the food is the value of the money, and the people will read, not like advertisement, it's like a journal, and the customer base will be high. This is also one promotional activity and one marketing mix. The public relations also comes under picture. What exactly is the customer relationship management? Where, in which aspects the customer relationship management works? It's known as the CRM in a shortcut form. Let's see. Customer relationship management is the method having a strategy, software and other web-based capabilities to organize and manage customers. Who are the customers do we have? Who are the customers do we have and how we are managing? Let's see. The customers may be vendors, partners and those who are coming to have the food. This is also customers and internal process information also.